Morning for the weekend. Good morning. It is Trina Mara and I'm delighted to have Tony Regan on the line. Now, Tony Regan is a psychologist with experience working for leading GAA teams, professional boxers, all the big guys here we're talking about. And you also work with students and adults in terms of mental preparation, your mindset and preparing for success. And of course, leaving certs, it's really a hard time, I suppose. And I really feel sorry for anyone doing exams during COVID, because how are you supposed to focus? But that's the reason we're talking to Tony today, because iRevise are doing free membership this month for Leaving Cert students. So, Tony, exactly that. How do you get into the mindset for study?
Yeah, it's definitely a new challenge for students this year, Trina, where the time of the repeats and, you know, maybe access to resources and access to teachers isn't as plentiful as it used to be. So it's definitely a new challenge for them to experience. And how they're looking at that challenge going forward, starting the Leaving Cert next week, you know, it's really important. If I have a mindset that this is something that's going to be hard and challenging, but I can get through it, that will help with my effort levels and my motivation going forward. If I feel that it's something I can't cope with and I'm using language like it's awful and it's horrible, and that's going to have a different emotional charge for me, and I may not have that same motivation and focus. So it's about actually embracing that, you know, pressure and a bit of stress is a healthy thing when we learn to manage it in the right way. It can get us out of bed, it can get us working hard and more focused towards the goal that we have. And, you know, I think fundamentally everyone will want to do well next week, and they'll want to look at, you know, the future with an optimistic opportunity of settling into a career or a college course that they want to do. And it's about trying to look at it from a bigger picture point of view, that we're not just here to sit exams and pass the exams. What's the bigger reason that you're doing this? For some person, it might be to go to college. Well, I want to do architecture. Why do you want to do architecture? It might be another great question to ask yourself. And you might be a person who's very creative and likes to do design and would love to design a house or a building or, you know, a city in time. And, you know, having a kind of a deeper purpose or a deeper why as to why you're sitting the exams right now, rather than just a short-term view of passing them, can lead to greater motivation around your study and your application and effort around that.
Yeah. Some people listening right now, Tony, might say, what is he talking about? The Leaving Cert next week. The reason for this is some people decided not to take the calculated estimated grade. They've decided to actually take the exam instead.
I suppose people had the choice when they got the results that maybe they weren't happy with the marking scheme that was done, and said maybe they could achieve a greater number, and have come back and decided to resit. And it's important then that they look at the next 6 or 7 days, deciding on what's the outcome I'd like. And when I've kind of decided that, that points level or that percentage that I'd like to achieve, I start looking at my process for the exam. So, you know, I start to simulate the exam conditions over the next week. So I might have a paper with 5 questions.
Yeah.
And it's important we get very clear on some changes to the course. And, you know, our mind likes to have a certain level of certainty and control. When we look at the papers, it's important to understand what questions are maybe gone off the paper, what questions are on it, and what's the marking scheme. Mm. And within iRevise, they have a great kind of new feature there for anyone sitting the exam, and it's free, called Exam Creator, and you can look up your own papers. Okay. So having a very kind of clear process of what the marks are and what marks I want to get per question, dividing my time very clearly on, I'm going to put 10 minutes aside to pick my favourite questions. I'm going to circle the keywords in each question, and I'm going to decide on those 3 questions I'm going to answer. And I'm going to build a little mind map around that. So what would be in my body of my introduction, my main piece of the answer, and what would be my conclusion. And then I come back to that and I start to write and expand on that. And I give myself a time limit of maybe 30 minutes to do that first question. Once that's done, then I'm executing and on to my next process, which is the second question. And I'm just given my ego mind, which wants the outcome and wants things to finish, a process of the task and the next task. And I'm just really honed in and focused in on the task and writing really well and putting the effort into one question at a time.
Reading the question is as important really as anything really is. If you don't answer the question that they're asking, then you can forget it. But the timing, so many people run out of time. A lot of students will panic on the day. So they're okay in the lead up, and then on the day they feel, do you know what, I can't do this. I remember even back 100 years ago when I was doing my Leaving Cert, there was people on the day dropping from higher level to ordinary level just because of panic. It's not the day to do that, sure it's not.
Yeah, and I think that comes from maybe a faulty thinking process we have around the situation that comes up, and maybe we feel we can't cope for some reason. And it's really important to understand that failure for anyone in life is an important learning moment for us. And people have done that, even start to repeat it. Now, there's part of that process that they learn from and experienced and done well in previously, but it's part they can improve on. And this is a second opportunity, I suppose, to look at what could I do well in this attempt on the Leaving Cert? What am I looking forward to around it? What have I prepared well on? And what's my process around the exam leading up to that? And like an athlete or anyone preparing for something important, you would have a routine for the 6 or 7 days leading into it where you execute the 4 or 5 main areas of focus for you, and you block off time for it. You prioritize things like your health, so you have a good sleep routine, you continue your exercise routine, and you eat and, you know, live like an athlete. And we all know that's what we put into our system from a consumption point of view. There's more brain receptors in our gut that affect our mood than in our actual brain itself. So eating a balanced and a healthy nutritious diet the next couple of weeks will be really important around our mood and our energy level. Avoiding stimulants like coffee and high sugary foods, which will spike our anxiety and our stress level, will be really important. And also, you know, trying to get off blue light devices like phones and TVs and laptops, you know, close to bedtime, that we're allowing ourselves to produce melatonin, which is a sleep hormone, and allowing ourselves to relax. Mm-hmm. And there's lots of things we can do around meditation, breath work and visualization to help calm that central nervous system and get into that relaxation response and stop activating our central nervous system with, I suppose, negative thinking patterns, negative consumption of news and social feeds. And also around our food consumption, which will have an effect on our mood and energy level as well.
What's your thoughts on cramming for an exam, Tony?
We've all done it, and it does work to some extent. But, you know, I think the more process-based system where, you know, I spend a couple of focused hours every day on studying will be far easier to recall on the day. And, you know, you're not putting yourself under that kind of stress and pressure that's maybe overwhelming for people. So, you know, I think if you can put really good 4 to 5 hours in for the next week on core subjects and core areas, you'll have a lot more positive emotions going into the exam, and you'll feel a lot more prepared and ready. Mm-hmm. And there will be time between exams to study key topics as well. So it doesn't all have to be covered in the next day. What if you got the first week that you really need to cover over the next 7 days? And when those exams are done, it's about reflecting on what went well in the exam and what could I refine maybe around my process going into it. So my timing on questions, you know, had I enough equipment with me around biros and pencils and rubbers? Had I the right water level and food and nutrition with me? And did I arrive in time to the venue? So all those little logistics will help you feeling calm going into the situation. And, you know, even rehearsing that week, how long would the walk or drive take to get to the exam venue? Mm-hmm. And, you know, how much time do I want there prior to it just to settle in and relax and know where the toilet facilities are, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah. I think it's important as well, you know, when you finish the exam, when you're done for the day, just to go home. None of this hanging around with the friends doing a post-mortem. What did you answer for that one? What did you answer? Because then you start panicking and going, I didn't answer that question at all, or I wrote something completely different. It's done at that point.
Yeah, and I think, Trina, we all explain situations, these successes or failures, and we always look to explain them, whether we do them verbally or written, or we just allow them to bubble in our subconscious there. So it's important how I explain that performance. And if I don't look into it, you know, I could attribute to it to things like, oh, I'm just useless at these things. I never do well under pressure. And, you know, that's not true, because everyone going into this exam next week has experience of doing exams and been tested since 6 or 7 years of age in the school system. And you definitely have experience of where you've done well in exams. So it's about explaining and looking at the positives from your performance. What did I actually do well there? What was good in my process, you know, around my timings, you know, around how I answer questions, around how I reviewed the paper. And for me, you've got to keep looking at that process and looking to refine it for the next exam and the third exam, the fourth exam. And how you explain that will increase your motivation and your confidence going into the next exam. So using a journal to write back and having 3 clear questions, what I did well, what went well around my process, and what I would maybe do differently for my next exam. And that just kind of clears that clutter around your head and that maybe faulty truth that you're telling yourself. You have it down on paper, it's nearly out of your mind now, and you can maybe move on and take a bit of time off then, get a bit of exercise, spend time with family and friends and escape from it for a couple hours before you get back into your next, I suppose, point of focus and your next exam.
I think you always do better than you think you've done anyway. So there'll be a lot of people will do very well. And also, if they've chosen to sit the exam, they're probably pretty confident in the amount of study that's gone in to date, and things will be okay. Great to chat to you, Tony. There's Tony Regan, psychologist.
Thanks, Trina.
And the best of luck to everybody who's actually sitting their Leaving Cert exams. I know it's been a particularly challenging year, so I hope everyone does really well. This is Something for the Weekend. It's Classic Hits.